counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
I'd like to say that I can't believe that we're doing this show, but I talked about it enough before Christmas came that I can believe it. It is the top 20 of 2016.
I was going to have a big horn to blow because it's the new year, but it'd be a little late, I suppose, at this point. Oh, no, it's certainly not that horn. No hip hop horns.
No, it is. It's the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums from the year 2016. A wonderful list compiled by our friends at the National Campus and Community Radio Association offshoot Earshot magazine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I confused myself because I was like, wait a minute, am I talking about Exclaim here? But no, Exclaim is something different. And we will hear from Steven later on. But Earshot magazine puts together all of the lists you see all year round, which is compiled from all of the campus and community radio stations that report. And this list is an extra special one because it is the countdown of the top albums that were played throughout the entire year, all put together. And Brian and I are about to count down the top 20.
Yeah, we'll let you know about the most played albums from January to December 2016.
So as I mentioned, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland. And we do this every week. The charts, as I also mentioned, earshot-online.com. All kinds of things you can find there. Brian, I'll let you know what else.
You kind of did half my work for me.
I did. I apologize.
Yes, you should go and check it out. It is earshot-online.com, as we tell you every single week. It is the national top 50 there on a weekly basis. And all that stuff is happening right now as well. As we do this show this week, counting down some of the most played releases of the year, they do have their first chart of the year for a week, so we won't be counting down that, but you can go and check that out. It is a combination of over 30 campus community radio stations' own top 30 played releases of the week. There's also genre-specific charts, monthly and yearly countdowns, as we're about to do, reviews, interviews, and so much more. And yeah, there's just tons and tons of stuff to check out, and that includes the entirety of this list, all 200, which of course we won't be playing today.
Imagine. How long would that show take?
24 hours.
Too long. But you get 2 hours with us, and over the next 2 hours, the top 20 from 2016. As well, we have interviews, boatloads of them. We've got Shotgun Jimmy. We've got Pop. We've got Basha Bulat. We have all kinds, and Stevens in the mix too, giving us a look at the top news stories of 2016. We're looking back at the best albums of 2016, and we're looking ahead at the most anticipated albums of 2017, and there are some good ones that are going to be on the way, but we got to get to that, and in order to do that, we've got to start the countdown, and we're going to kick it off at number 20.
Yeah, so much great music coming to you today at number 20, the 20th most played release of the year 2016. Kicking it off, it is the self-titled debut album from Tons from Royal Mountain Records. You're going to hear Mind Your Manners, Wait Off by Catronata featuring Bad Bad Not Good. After that, at number 19 from his debut album, 99.9%, the Polaris winner in 2016, one of my favorite albums of the year. It comes our way via XL Recordings, and it is going to be on our countdown in just a few seconds.
There you go. Our number 20. I'm glad I get to use this pun one more time.
Oh, no.
Here's tons of great music on the way, including this one from Tons. It's Mind Your Manners, your number 20 of the top 20 of 2016. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
To mind you.
to mind your manners, and you turned out very nice. It didn't prepare you for life.
Catronata, your 19th most played album from 2016, right there, and a track from 99.9%, which brings us to number 18. Not only will you be familiar with this next record, Field of Trampolines, but also the fact that the man behind the project was once the co-host of this show, and I had the pleasure of doing the Earshot 20 with him from Sappy Fest. Of course, I'm talking about Shotgun Jimmy. He's joining us now. Jimmy, so good to catch up.
18 with a bullet, Shotgun Jimmy.
So good. And I mean, I can only imagine what 2016 was like for you. I have to say that a real highlight for me, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone, a highlight for me was doing the Earshot 20 with you live from Sappy Fest. Was so cool. It just to have that fun and to have you as part of the show in that way.
It was beautiful. It was a great time. I loved radio. I loved being on the radio, and, you and I, we have an undeniable chemistry on air.
It's
off air, all nothing but dirty looks.
I don't want to, I didn't want to bring it up, but since you had, so tell me 2016, everything that kind of culminated from the album, as well as all of the festivals and everything that you were involved with, highlight for you, was there one particular moment or a couple of moments within 2016 that really, really stood out for you?
You know, it was a fantastic year. Because I put the record out, that generally means a whole bunch of touring, which is kind of one of my favorite things to do. So it was an excellent year because I was able to do a whole bunch of touring, including going to a few new places in Europe that I hadn't been to before, because I've done a lot of touring over there, but I've mostly stayed on the continent. But this time I zipped over to England and played a couple shows in the UK, and then I went over to Oslo at the end and played in Norway, and Oslo was just fantastic. I mean, I wouldn't pick a favorite place that I played this year, but yeah, I just feel really fortunate that I was able to do so much in such a short amount of time and get to see so many things and try so many different types of teas. And yeah, it was just a beautiful, beautiful summer, great year.
And Field of Trampolines was a favorite of ours, a favorite of campus and community radio stations across the nation, which has landed you on the charts for the best and the top 20 of 2016. Is, in terms of your new work, I actually had a look at your website and I noticed that you're in a new band for Shotgun Jimmy. Are you still going to be putting stuff out under that moniker along with the new work that you're doing?
Yes, most definitely. Shotgun Jimmy, I don't think is going to stop. I mean, I might switch my name to something else, like Revolver Carl or something like that eventually, but I'm going to keep making music as an individual, probably for the foreseeable future, just because I can't stop. But I do have a new collaboration. On New Year's Day 2017, I dropped a single with my bandmate Jose Contreras from By Divine Right, and Jose and I have a band called The Heat Death, and we dropped this beautiful slow motion long video, dark and beautiful, sad and charming, really quite charming, just kidding, it is charming, but I'm just joking because the video features Jose and I getting pushed around in shopping carts in slow motion. Anyways, we dropped that on New Year's Day, and sort of unveiled this new project that we're working on. So I have that to add to the list of things to do for the rest of my life, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to be doing Shotgun Jimmy stuff and making more solo power pop, noisy, lo-fi, hi-fi albums.
Cool stuff. And is there anybody, so looking forward to 2017, is there anybody else that you might want to work with, or something that you've kind of gotten the works for the new year that we can look forward to?
I do have, there's more stuff coming out with the Heat Death. I'm flying out to Toronto in a couple weeks to shoot another video, because we've got that whole record in the can. We've just decided that we want to unveil it little piece by piece, kind of like Jose and I are a couple of grandpas sitting on a park bench, and then the rest of the world are some pigeons at our feet, and we're just throwing you guys a few crumbs here and there, you know?
And they're delicious. They're delicious crumbs.
You know what else I did in 2016? I played some guitar on the new John K. Samson album, and that is definitely a highlight, because I think that John is doing some of the best writing that he's ever done. And I think he's in peak form. And I mean, I played on his last solo record, which is also incredible. But this new stuff I'm a huge fan of the music and him as a person and his writing and everything. And to be a part of that project in any way is, you know, it's very humbling and very exciting. And so that's certainly also was a highlight of 2016 for me.
Very cool. Well, you can check out Shotgun Jimmy's website, and there you'll find information and all kinds of stuff on Field of Trampolines, but also for The Heat Death, which we definitely are looking forward to for sure in terms of the record and any new videos. Although the shopping cart thing really, it's a childhood pastime for me too, so I can appreciate you probably had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We shot the video immediately after playing a rock show, so it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're both tired and sweaty, and it's pretty legit. You're seeing the real deal there.
So cool. Shotgun Jimmy, thank you so much, and we appreciate everything you do. We look forward to what's to come in 2017.
Thanks for all the support.
Here's a track from Shotgun Jimmy's Field of Trampolines right now. It's your 18th most played album, and it's on the Earshot 20's Top 20 of 2016.
Join the band. In grass vodka, or the show that Pahoda put on in Bratislava, kicking round Kreuzberg, eating a halloumi and falafel sandwich, sucking back oysters, back in St. John's on the granite planet. Deutschland with a couple of ducks, Cam and Jam Jam. You were the king of Kreuzberg, washing out your socks in the hotel sink. Does anyone know the password for the Wi-Fi? There's this guy that I'm supposed to be emailing.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Join the Band by Shotgun Jimmy from the album Field of Trampolines, the 18th most played release on Campus Community Radio from earshot-online.com of 2016. And that set as well, in between hearing from Shotgun Jimmy himself, we heard from Catronata 99.9% at number 19 with a track called Weight Off featuring Bad Bad Not Good, who also had an album out in the year 2016, which you might find on the charts. We'll let you know later in the show.
Ooh.
And kicking it off at number 20, the self-titled debut album from Tons. And that one was at number 20, as you mentioned. You heard Mind Your Manners. Should let you know a couple of them below that really quickly that aren't quite making the the show, and you can go and check out the full top 200. But at number 21, Ray Spoon, really awesome record called Armor. Duchess Says putting out a really great record in the latter part of the year 2016 at number 22, which you have to think probably would have been in the top 20 if it came a little earlier in the year. Royal Canoe, Weaves, Jesse Lanza, and so much more on there. Be sure to go and check out the full list. It's a really good opportunity to check out some of the best music of the year, which you may or may not have heard on this show or in your life before.
Yeah. I also realized that I probably should have come up with a better name for the program because there's so many 20s. It's the Earshot 20s Top 20 of 2016. So yeah. I'm going to start off to say 2016.
I'm a little disappointed that when you talked to Shotgun Jimmy that you didn't spend the last few months writing a song for him since he wrote a song for you.
Can't
the last time he was
up
on the show back so in Staffy Fest. So you'll have to work on that for the next time you guys chat. Maybe he'll have another record in a year or two.
Well, he will. And he also will have a record, if nothing else, with the Heat Death, which is his new band. So there you go. All right. More music is on the way to you right now as we continue the countdown of the top 20 of last year. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17.
We're going to hear from musicians from Calgary and Vancouver, respectively, on Flemish Eye and Mint Records. Starting off at number 17, Preoccupations with their new self-titled release. You'll hear Manani and then Crystal Ball by Jay Arner from the album J2 at number 16.
Oh,
number 16, that was Jay Arner with a track called Crystal Ball from the album J2. And kicking off that set, Preoccupations from the album of the same name, you heard a track called Monotony.
Well, as you know, it is the Earshot 20's top 20 of 2016. And what would a yearly countdown be without a year in review of great music news and all kinds of album things? And of course, that comes to us from Exclaim Magazine and our friend Stephen Karlick, who is also the senior editor there. And he's on the line back after the holidays. Stephen, welcome back to the airwaves.
New Year, same old me.
Well, you know what? You're a great guy, so I can attest to that. You're a good person, so I wouldn't say same old you. It's just the same great you.
My resolution is to stay exactly the same for you, then.
Perfect. I love it. So we have three segments that we're gonna cut into throughout the show because we have lots to talk about. And our first is the top news stories of 2016, and this is always hard to pare down because there are so many things that happened in the year. But you do have some picks, and we kick things off with a little bit of controversy around D'Antwoord.
Yeah, I mean, so I'll just preempt this by saying top can mean so many things. I chose these largely by the amount of traffic they got on the Exclaim site. These were some of our biggest hits of the year. And, of course, I have to kick it off with something that was our biggest hit and one of our biggest controversies. It all started with a very simple D'Antwoord interview that we did with the band about their new album, Mount Ninji and a Nice Time Kid, where we spoke with Ninja himself from the South African rap duo. In that interview, Ninja told us that the group are set to officially disband come September of 2017. He said, quote, D'Antwoord dies on that day. It's all over. I feel beautiful about it. I'm not scared of the end. I'm a ninja. I'm not scared of death. There was, of course, much more to the interview than that. He talked about their new album. He talked about their legacy. But that in particular seemed to rile up the group's other member, Yolandi Visser, who denied the breakup story that Ninja told us and posted D'Antwoord Forever on Instagram. She called out our own writer and electronic music editor, Daryl Keating, saying, quote, the journalist Daryl Keating, who wrote an article stating that we are breaking up, totally twisted our words and took what we said completely out of context with his latest article. This is a lie. This, of course, led to many takedowns of Daryl Keating in the comment section of D'Antwoord's Instagram feed. But we did post a follow-up complete interview transcript. We don't usually do this, but of course, when any magazine or newspaper is called out for their journalistic integrity, you need to back it up. And we took the whole transcript of the interview, which does indeed reveal Ninja explicitly declaring the end of the band. The thing was like thousands and thousands of words, but it did get tons of hits. It is a very interesting interview. Ninja and Yolandi Visser, both super interesting characters. Of course, anyone who has heard D'Antwoord will know that, but head to exclaim.ca and relive the incredible D'Antwoord saga of 2016. We don't know yet whether they will break up in September of this year, but they did say they would, and we have the complete interview transcript to prove it.
It seems like now it might just be I'm going to show them. We'll stay together for another year.
Yeah, now they're going to stick it to us by staying together, which, maybe we'll interview them again.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, there you have it. That's one of the stories making the top list. Another is the fallout or the publicity that came from a lot of Hollywood actresses going after equal pay for the job that they're doing and rightfully deserve.
Yeah, and equal treatment. I think 2016, the word feminism has taken headlines for the past couple of years, but last year felt like a really good year in terms of, you know, mainstream news outlets finally reporting on sexism and challenging it in the industry. Some of our biggest stories last year were about exactly that. The first of which was from Emma Stone. You'll, of course, recognize her from her recent movie La La Land, but she's been in tons of other films. And in a profile by Rolling Stone last year, she discusses some of the troubling behavior she encountered as a woman on set. There are times, she's quoted as saying, in the past, making a movie, when I've been told that I'm hindering the process by bringing up an opinion or an idea. I hesitate to make it about being a woman, but there have been times when I've improvised, they've laughed at my joke, and then given it to my male co-star, given my joke away. Or it's been me saying, I really don't think this line is going to work, and being told, just say it, just say it. If it doesn't work, we'll cut it out. And then they don't cut it out, even if it really didn't work. You can read more from that interview at Exclaim, or, of course, on Rolling Stone with the full interview. But, you know, the theme came up again throughout the year, including in Showtime's dramedy Shameless, which hit a production stoppage ahead of its eighth season, and for good reason. The show's star, Emmy Rossum, was demanding to be paid the same amount as her co-star, William H. Macy. In the negotiations for the show's eighth season, Macy reportedly got a raise. Despite that, he was already being paid far more than the rest of the cast. As such, Rossum demanded equal pay to Macy on the show. She also demanded back pay for all of the episodes that saw Macy get a higher rate than her, which of course made sense given that Rossum does play the star of the show. Sources told The Hollywood Reporter that if Rossum successfully closed a deal, the rest of the cast was likely to follow suit. If she didn't close the deal, the show would, of course, either move on without her or face cancellation. That being said, it did in the end. It wasn't successfully renegotiated. Shameless returned for its eighth season, and hopefully Rossum got what she deserves, which is, you know, equal pay with her male counterparts.
For sure. It's been a big issue in Hollywood for several years, and it's good that it's getting the attention that it deserves.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. We have one more. And this one, quite big, and it didn't end with these two, but it was quite shocking news when we learned about the deaths of David Bowie and Prince.
Yes, there were, as you suggested, so many untimely deaths last year, too many artists, musicians, and actors and the like taken away from us too soon. But I think two that reverberated throughout the year were David Bowie and Prince. David Bowie, of course, passing away almost exactly a year ago. It was January 10th of last year, late at night, that he passed away. I myself was up actually working on a complete guide to Bowie's discography as his album Black Star had just been released. It was going to time with that, and I learned late at night that he had passed. One of the only musician deaths that has shaken me in that way, and certainly shaken the music world. There were outpourings of grief, but a lot of beautiful things came out of it as well. Tons of Bowie karaoke nights, Bowie cover nights, all sorts of themed nights, costume parties, that sort of thing, celebrating the man who gave us so much, especially musically. The saddest part, of course, was that months later, Prince died, who was only 57 when he passed away on April 21st. That, of course, sent new shockwaves throughout the musical universe, especially given how early it was in his life and how out of the blue it came. We did learn in David Bowie's case that he had a sense that he was going to pass sort of soon. Prince sort of came out of the darkness, I think, for all of us, including him. You know, a lot in that case, too, a lot of celebration of his discography, that sort of thing. And you know, one of the best tweets I saw about it, about Prince and Bowie passing away, was, and I'm paraphrasing here, I can't quote it exactly, I can't find the tweet, but it was something along the lines of two men who passed away who showed us how you can be a man and still be a sensitive and boundary-pushing artist. So, you know, we lost two of the best last year, many, many, many others, right up to the end of the year, when, of course, we were all faced with the death of Carrie Fisher. So 2016, probably for the best that it's over, and hoping that this year is healthier for those in the arts communities. But, you know, fingers crossed.
A bit rocky, a bit shaky, but hopefully you're right. 2017, we move forward, and we remember those that we did lose within that artistic community. All really great people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have more to chat about, and that's going to come up in our next little bit of news, music news. But right now, we're going to get back to the charts because we have all kinds of great music lined up as well. As we continue the countdown, and it's going to happen right now, of the top 20 albums of 2016, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
We're going to hear from Savages, our first non-Canadian on the list this year. At number 15, their newest on Matador Records is called Adora Life, and you're going to hear a track called T-I-W-Y-G.
We'll be right back.
That was Savages, your 15th most played album from 2016. As we continue to make our way up the list to number one, our 14th most played album comes from Toronto-based indie pop punk group Pup, who released The Dream Is Over in May of last year. Zach McCullough is of the band and joins us now. Zach, pretty great year for the band, I would say.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Action-packed. Been very grateful for all the support we've been getting, and everyone's been super nice and complimentary, and it's been cool to like get around to a bunch of places, some we haven't been to before and some we have been to, and just see friends new and old, and yeah, it's been super cool.
And where the album was released in May, kind of midway through the year, we can expect to see some more from you, maybe even prior to a new release in 2017?
I'm not sure. We're always plugging away. And we'll probably be looking to start writing sometime soon. But, it takes its time. We like to be very deliberate and just make sure we have the best material possible. So I can't really say specifically a time, but it won't be too long.
And of course, 2016, big year for you guys. Any highlights from the year, touring, the record release, antics at Christmas dinner? Was there anything that really stood out for you for 2016?
All of it's been pretty awesome. As I said, the support from people in the industry has been excellent, and meeting new friends and hanging out and crazy locations, gonna go back to Australia, that was pretty crazy, and just doing what we do, it's been pretty cool.
And when it comes to the music that you're going to create, and you talk about creating and writing new music, will you carry through a similar theme from The Dream Is Over, or is that a conscious decision that gets made every time you design an album or come up with what kind of sound, or is it just kind of organic in terms of how it's all brought together?
Yeah, we're more organic, I think. We definitely have sort of a blueprint based on how we've written in the past, obviously, but it's just a culmination of experience and getting better at writing together and being better able to anticipate each other and listen and work together. And we tend to just drive closer and closer to a specific idea of just how organically it works. As time goes on, we'll kind of home in on either a sonic or lyrical theme. It's like there's no like grand plan. It's not orchestrated masterfully. It's just kind of things happen as we go, and hopefully we come out with something good.
Very cool. Well, the dream may be over, but the drive seems very much alive within your group. Zach, thanks for chatting and catching up with us, and we wish the band all the best for 2017.
Great. Thank you very much.
Here's a song from The Dream Is Over from Pup. It's your 14th most played album on Earshot 20's Top 20 of 2016.
Earshot 20. Number 13.
Number 13, that was House of Glass by Holy F, their newest congrats coming out in the last year. A big summer record at number 14 that charted throughout the year by Pup, The Dream Is Over. And thanks to them for chatting with us. You heard a track called My Life Is Over and I Couldn't Be Happier. And before their interview there, you heard Savages, Adore Life. At number 15, you heard a track called T-I-W-Y-G.
And we're back on the line with Stephen Karlick of Exclaim Magazine, the senior editor and a friend of ours here on the program, giving us music news. And of course, for this show where we are counting down the top 20 of 2016, only fitting to be looking back and looking ahead. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about the most anticipated albums of 2017. And I'm really excited just in the names that you've picked that you want to talk about, but in overall, the names that are going to be releasing music this year, it looks really exciting.
Yeah, lots coming down the pipeline. You can read about all the cool stuff coming out in 2017 at Exclaim. Our 21 most anticipated albums of 2017 is live on the site now. But three, I picked three to talk about, three that I think are somewhere between the most exciting and that we know the most about. So we'll kick it off with Broken Social Scene, a band that we haven't heard from since their last album, Forgiveness Rock Record, which I believe off the top of my head dropped in 2010. But the beloved Canadian supergroup went on hiatus shortly after that and have reunited recently to play some live dates. This past summer in 2016, they confirmed that work had begun on a new album and that Feist, Leslie Feist, is involved in the sessions. Then, more recently, Kevin Drew suggested a possible summer 2017 release date. So it sounds like that album is closer to fruition than we thought. Here's hoping it stays on time and that we have a new Broken Social Scene record to jam this summer.
Really, really excited for that one. Another one that you're looking forward to is the new one from Haim.
Yeah, favorite band of mine. I thought that their album was, their debut album, Days Are Gone, was one of the best albums of that year. If you've seen them live, you know that they absolutely shred. They're really, really, truly incredible. And it's been said that their album will come out this year. You know, just last July, they canceled a European tour, citing that they were at, quote, a critical point of finishing up and needed to see the recording through. That suggests that they were almost done the album and that maybe now they're just planning when the best time to drop it is. They did play two new tracks at last year's Way Home, and that was back in July, of course. So, you know, this is going to be a big one. We don't know when it's dropping yet, but we do expect it, and it should be a quality release.
Cool stuff. And one more to chat about and most anticipated albums of 2017. Of course, you can check out exclaim.ca for a full list of 21 that Exclaim's put together, but your list ends with a new one from Sampha.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Sampha, if you don't know him, he's from the UK, where he came up as sort of a producer and singer. You'll recognize his voice from early Subtract records, and more recently singing with Drake. He sung on Solange's latest record. He contributed Saint Pablo, of course, a Kanye West song that he played on tour. And now he's finally got a debut full-length of his own. It's called Process, and it's coming out February 3rd, so it's actually sooner than the other releases. He's already released a slew of singles, including the powerful Blood on Me and the song Nobody Knows Me Like the Piano. Both amazing songs. I actually have heard the record and spoken to him. There will be an interview and a magazine piece coming up. For now, be excited. That's Process, the debut album by Sampha, on February 3rd.
Nice. All right. Lots of great stuff to look forward to. And as I said, we're really excited. A lot of the names that you're talking about and a lot of the names that they can read at exclaim.ca are names that we're familiar with here on the Earshot 20 and making the countdown. So cool stuff. All right. Another break. We are going to get back to the charts. More great music on the way for you here on the Earshot 20's Top 20 of 2016. And Brian's going to let you know what is coming into the next spot.
You're going to hear David Bowie's Black Star with a track called Sue or A Season of Crime at number 12.
Oh.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
And now I see everything for what it is.
Earshot 20.
At number 11, that was Infinity by Soons from Hold Still. And at number 12, David Bowie's Black Star with a track called Sue or In a Season of Crime.
There you go. I'm Anthony and Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And in just a couple minutes, we'll have the top 10 of 2016. So stick around for that. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.